Track 1.
Hey, Roland.
Hi, Sally. You look a bit stressed out.
Yeah, I just got this month's credit card bill. I'm doing my best to pay it off, but I'm still paying a lot of interest.
Are you making any progress?
Yes, but it's slow. I wish I had learned more about finances when I was younger.
I get it. It's surprising how many folks don't understand the exorbitant cost of paying interest on their credit cards, installment loans, or car loans.
Right? I mean, I didn't even learn about personal finances until after I graduated from high school. I think schools need to do something about that. Financial education should be a mandatory part of the curriculum. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. For example, it could be part of math lessons.
Or after-class workshops.
Why not? I have done some reading on this topic. Financial institutions make a lot of money on interest charges. But you know, even adults who have finished school need ongoing support and education.
That's a good point. But how could adults get the financial education they need?
Community groups could offer workshops and resources. They could partner with banks, credit unions, and other financial institutions to create educational materials, online courses, and webinars that people could take for free. That would make it easy for people to access, and it would reach a wide audience.
Free courses offered by community groups and financial institutions? That's interesting. But personally, I would want to speak to a person privately about my own situation.
With support from the government, I'm sure community groups could do one-on-one counseling as well.
I like that idea. It would be great to get some personalized guidance.
Another idea is that the government could launch public awareness campaigns on social media, TV, radio, and print to highlight the importance of financial literacy.
Yes, we need that. And employers can step up too. At my place of work, management is really supportive of staff training. They make an effort to organize seminars over lunch. Maybe financial education could be included as one of the topics. Financial literacy counseling could be offered to employees as a free benefit, say, once a year.
These are all great ideas. Every little bit helps. We have to do what we can to ensure everyone has the knowledge and skills they need.